Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
In international soccer news, USA-based soccer promoter Relevant Sports has settled an antitrust lawsuit with FIFA that could help clear the way for league matches from other countries to be played right here in the United States. The lawsuit arose after Relevant Sports attempted to work with La Liga to have a Barcelona-Girona match played in Florida, only to have the Spanish Football Federation reject that request. FIFA had a policy requiring league matches to be played in their home countries only. But the recently settled lawsuit could open the doors for that to change. Alexis, do you like the idea of league matches from other countries being played right here in the U.S.?
Do I like the idea?
You were just cheering.
I was celebrating. I did a backflip. I don't know if you guys saw that. No, I think whether I like the idea or not, I think it's something that's coming down the pipeline. Look, I'm all for clubs being able to make as much money as possible, but now with the new financial fair play laws, with the new financial PSR rules in place, the more revenue you bring in, the more players you can sign. And if you're locked into only losing, in Premier League in particular, £105 million in a three-year period, the more revenue you bring in, the more you can purchase. And for some of these teams, it's going to take finding new ways to create revenue. And there's no bigger revenue. I've had conversations with Premier League club executives who've said, we can't wait to play in the U.S. because there's nowhere else where we can charge a $400 ticket. I've had conversations with people at UEFA at last year's Champions League final where I said, do you think a Champions League final will ever be played in the U.S.? It was fairly split. The ones who thought no would said, I don't think I could ever see that. And the ones who said yes said, there's nothing we can do to stop it. At some point, this will happen. And I think it's because the amount of revenue that gets created by playing the games here, if we see games that don't matter.
Would you want to see it as a fan? Would you not be at MetLife?
If there was a North London derby at MetLife Stadium, I would be first in line to get a ticket. Would I be excited as an overall Arsenal fan? Probably not, because I think it's something that deserves to be had or played in North London. As someone who loves Arsenal and has traveled many, many times to England and have spent my own dollars and my own pennies just getting to London just to watch my team play, and they're playing in my backyard, I would absolutely love the opportunity to watch them play, but I could understand why fans would be upset that it's happening.
I agree with you that we're on a path of inevitability.
Well, look what NFL playing in games in London. MLB
Mexico,
are playing games
Germany.
In London.
They want to try and grow the game, popularity,
yeah,
expose people to it.
Well, I'm sorry to kick in, but I feel like it's not as exclusive. I feel like when you go to Europe to watch these matches, it's just a different feel because you're also getting the culture. It's way more exclusive than it is here in the United States. And also the fans. It's different. Can we agree with that?
Don't take it away from
I'm not taking it away from the fans here, but I'm
just
saying
there's fans here, and Ange Postecoglou said it as well. Mm-hmm. There's people that wake up super early that have poured their own heart, blood, sweat, tears, and effort into supporting a club that they could barely go see. For a long time, I was a fan of Arsenal and could not afford to go watch them play. That didn't take away how much of a fan I am. And certainly someone who's been to the stadium every single week with their, you know, on their dad's shoulders when it was standing room only, or safe standing, I should say, and have been there through all that. Do they have a claim to be more of an Arsenal fan than me? Maybe in their heart they do. Maybe they don't see me the same way. Maybe I'm plastic. But if that game is happening across the street from me, I'm going to do everything I can to be there.
The Copa Libertadores final was played in Madrid, out of all places. The Liberators Cup. The Liberators, who freed South America from the Spaniards. That cup was played in Spain.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Bro, it's horrific.
Wow. Thank you for that historical nugget, Nico. That is kind of outrageous.
Just a little bit ironic.
No, it is. It's a little outrageous. All right, guys.
But luckily, America's never done anything wrong in Europe or South America, so there's nothing to do.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.